who is scheduled to address this gathering today. I would also like to recognize the center's architect, Mr. Ramesh Bhosla, who has made a substantial professional and emotional investment through all phases of its design and continues to inspire us with his ideas for the project. I also wish to express my appreciation to Mr. Anurag Kamar, who participated with Mr. Bhosla as a design consultant. Texas is an important state for the Ismaili Muslims in this country. Many families have settled and prospered here. The state's economic climate and the quality of life have provided the impetus for the community's settlement. Family and community are important here. It signals the possibility for opportunity and human advancement that has attracted Ismailis from all over the world to this great land of ours. We are proud citizens of a mature democracy, one that has much to offer the world. The American tradition of respect for human rights, equality of opportunity, and freedom of expression, religious and intellectual, is one that is increasingly being emulated all over the world. The Ismailis have found resonance in the Texan can-do attitude, which is illustrated by a response I received when inquiring into the project's progress. I was told, "We'll get it done, don't mess with Texas."
Today. This is a distinguished moment for our lives to be here. This is a moving moment. This is a big deal. Creating this foundation ceremony at the Ismaili Center is a dream come true for many of you in this audience. We're proud of sharing this with you in a very proud moment. The religion and faith. Positive forces in our society. Some are afraid to talk about them. I'm not. Indeed, we are fortunate to have men and women who can speak of their faith, speak of its impact, and its positive impact on society. Especially when those two working together can promote dialogue, understanding, and peace. And in times of discord, it is incumbent upon men and women of strong faith and equally strong social conscience to heal wounds and to repair groups. The Ismaili Muslim community in Sugar Land and the greater Houston area are indeed not just in this area, but indeed across the state and across this nation. Is a community that is dedicated to that important social conscience. It's spelled out by the great faith of Islam. On June the 17th of this year, during a trip to France, it was my honor and great privilege to converse with His Highness the Aga Khan. And it was in the course of that discussion, in an hour and a half meeting that I had with him and his residence in Paris, that I was struck by a hope. First, let me say that I have never met a more gracious individual, a person of sound memory. His ideas about this community were both captivating and very thought-provoking and inspiring to me. Secondly, and perhaps more important, I was struck by His Highness's emphasis on putting faith into action. His passion about the application of tenets of Islam will make life better for people of all types and all walks of life. It was a moving moment. And since Rami III, the commitment of His Highness to make the Ismaili community into such a constructive ethic. An ethic of international and his vision is one of international vision, international compassion. He is indeed a man of extraordinary vision. We judge you on how they use your power. And he will be judged in such a pleasure and wonderful. The worldwide church reference to the Icon Development Network means a better life for the citizens of this world who benefit from your generosity. In addressing food, shelter, educational, economic, and health needs, you give dignity and strength to your fellow man. And what a good and positive message that sends. Instead of discord, you sow harmony. Instead of strife, you seek peace. This is no small achievement. And I congratulate each and every one of you for it. In America, as the earliest of settlers, the Somali Muslims who came to America came from many lands and from different cultures, and they found a place of opportunity. It is a unique place, this great place that we call home, that we call America. It's always welcome with contributions, different people, strong faith. We are enriched by such a diversity, not torn apart. As followers of one of the world's great religions, you have shown a strong commitment to its principles. You desire to build a new place of gathering, and that indicates that the fire of the faith is alive. At no time is it more critical for our faith to be characterized by those who engage in dialogue to promote peace and understanding. This is the basis of a civil society, because only in those foundations can conditions of people be improved. I know that this is the hope of His Highness, God come. His message should be heeded and embraced not only by men and women of the Islamic faith, but by all people desiring a community of acceptance and tolerance. Today's foundation ceremony will produce a physical cornerstone, but the most important cornerstone is in the hearts and minds of this community. A cornerstone built on the promise of peace, on service to others, and a mission of unity. There could be no greater call. I want to thank you for allowing me to be involved in today's ceremony. I look forward to this Sunday being open. Today, if I'm asked, I can come back